According to a recent forecast by Morgan Stanley, India is likely to become the world's third largest economy by 2027. But the projection comes with a rider: favorable global as well as domestic conditions. And one of the important factors for growth is inflow of FDI. The more, the merrier. So it was heartening when the center in September said that the country was on track to attract $100 billion in FDI in the current financial year, up from the highest ever foreign inflows of $84 billion in the previous year. But the unfavorable global situation and the ongoing economic slowdown are emerging as hurdles in the country's pursuit of that goal. India saw its FDI equity inflows fall nearly a quarter to $10 billion in the September quarter from a year earlier. Data released by the Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade showed that total FDI inflows, which include fresh FDI equity inflows, reinvested earnings, and other capital, fell 16% to below $17 billion in the second quarter from a year ago. In the first half of the current financial year, FDI equity inflows fell 14% to below $27 billion, and total inflows fell almost 9% to $39 billion from a year earlier.
I don't think the number of 100 billion will be attained this year. And the way in which I look at it is, when the government talks of 100 billion, it's a kind of a goal which we had. Given the fact that we have clocked over $80 billion in the last couple of years, there was reason for one to be a bit more sanguine about FDI increasing towards the 100 billion level. But today, the way in which things have turned out, and given the fact that the recession is going to be deeper in 2023 than what we have seen in 2022, I think that there would be a further slowdown in terms of FDI inflows.
Why has such a situation emerged, even as India is being seen as a bright spot in the global economy? Are we seeing the results of increased uncertainty and a reduced appetite for risk among investors? After all, even Vietnam, another bright spot and often viewed as India's competitor in vying for FDI, saw its FDI inflows dip in the first 10 months of calendar year 2022.
The principal reason for this shortfall in equity flow, in the FDI inflows, has to be the uncertainty in the global economic environment, you know, because I think the entire, global scenario is now plagued with this uncertainty due to the pandemic, due to the Ukraine-Russia war. I would hazard the guess that this has got more to do with the external conditions rather than anything to do with the Indian economy or the domestic conditions within India.
The Make in India initiative completed 8 years in September. There has also been renewed emphasis on the ease of doing business in recent years. Last but not least, the government continues to increase the scope of its flagship production-linked incentive schemes, which aim to attract more FDI into India's manufacturing sector.
The dip in the FDI is, in my view, almost entirely due to the external factors. And also the fact that these PLI schemes are yet in the making. And therefore, you know, only a few have been, as it were, tendered out and notified. And the others are in the pipeline. I think as these schemes, develop, mature, we will see more FDI flowing in. So I would not see this dip as a comment on the success of the PLI schemes.
While these schemes may boost FDI inflows into India in the medium term, what will the coming months look like?
Yeah, I would tend to think that FDI under equity, as well as the total inflows, which also includes the reinvestments, will come under pressure, primarily on account of the fact that the total quantum of investable resources has come down ever since quantitative tightening has been started by both the Federal Reserve as well as ECB, because these are the two main areas from where funds come to emerging markets. So definitely going ahead, as things get tighter, and that is what the central banks are working at, it will automatically lead to a compression in the overall amount of funds, both in terms of FDI as well as FPI, which can be invested in other markets. And here, since we're talking of FDI, there would continue to be pressure in terms of gross inflows into the economy. Even in terms of reinvested earnings, may be a tendency for some of the companies to actually repatriate the profits or the net income which they make out here. And that's why I think that even the reinvested earnings could tend to decline over a period of time, which of course has repercussions as far as our balance of payments are concerned, given the fact that when we are running a current account deficit, we were relying a lot on capital flows, especially FDI, which is of a permanent variety, to help to balance the external account.
The current situation may pose a serious challenge for the government, especially since a previous Business Standard report had assessed that even $100 billion of FDI may not be sufficient to finance the burgeoning current account deficit.
For more news, views and updates, subscribe to Business Standard on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast and Spotify. Also follow us on YouTube, Vimeo, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook and LinkedIn.